rescue. And failure to rescue really is patients that die following an acquired complication in surgery, and maybe breast surgery, liver surgery, colorectal surgery. And the significance of the asterisks will become apparent in my later slides. But to demonstrate this schematically, a patient comes to hospital, they either develop a complication or they don't develop a complication. If they were to go on to die after that complication that we had given them in hospital, that we term failure to rescue. Now, this paradigm is a very attractive one. It's a good metric, possibly, for comparing units, methods, and ability to deal with complications. These complications are ones that we have given them according to the original description of the term.